Torin. I muttered his name, but he continued to rock without acknowledgement. Torin.
I can't bear the responsibility implied in that statement, Darby.
He didn't look at me. He didn't even lift his eyes from his knees. He spoke into the floor.
I can't.
He shook his head, but since he was still balled up, his whole body shook like one of those weebles from back when we were kids. What was it? Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. Torin never seemed to fall down. He swayed back and forth and caught himself at the last moment before angling to the other side every time. But my statement? That was enough to knock him completely over. His head slammed against the solid frame of the stall.
Saying things like that?
With uncharacteristic frustration, Torin's eyes impaled mine.
Blaming yourself for the choices Lance made? God, Darby! Do you realize what that means if that's what you honestly believe?
I didn't. He continued.
If you really think that way, that our argument with Lance last night resulted in his death, do you know what that means?
There was a fury that pulsed in that bathroom, and it scared me. Not that Torin scared me. I wasn't afraid of him. But he was scared, and something I'd said brought that fear out in him. I don't know what that means. My hands were so drenched with sweat that they started to slip off the counter. I don't know, Torin.
It means that we're all ultimately responsible for one another.
He cracked his head against the paint-chipped wall again, intentionally. Intentionally ramming into the blunt surface like he was trying to hurt himself. Or maybe replace one hurt for another. Something I'd mastered long ago.
And that is more responsibility than any one of us is strong enough to bear.